Hey guys, welcome to the Netball Addict Class by NetFit. I'm your coach Sarah Wall, and I created this class so I could work on my speed. And I did it in my bedroom, and I created footwork activities to keep me really quick off my first three steps. So today we need a ball and two cones and a wall. If you're doing it with a partner, you can pass to the partner. And you can also do this at your netball club with 30 players and pump the tunes over the speaker. All right, so what you need to do is set up your cones that you're about a meter apart. And then you need to probably be a meter away from the wall. I'm going to explain each of the exercises, but the NetFit app has full descriptions and videos of each of these exercises, so it makes it clear for you to follow. I'm going to do my best today. But when we do the footwork movement, you're also passing a chest pass up against the wall. Okay, so today actually works a lot on our footwork. When I designed this and when I was putting it together, I was like, okay, we've got to mind our stepping here. But it is an excellent one to work on that. All right, so exercise number one is our skaters. So away we go, 60 seconds starts now. You're gonna go 1 foot either side of your cone with a chest pass in the middle. Here we go. Now, if you wanna start without the ball, that's also a really cool way to get into this class today. So you're doing like a bound either side. 1 foot over this cone, 1 foot over the next cone with a chest pass. Great job. So the idea of this is to be a member of the NetFit app. You've watched this session before, and then all we do is we pop in this podcast to help us with the clarity and reminding us each of these moves. Halfway through this now, and the next step of this, we go into our 30 second sprint. So you're hopping side to side. Now I want a slight knee bend, and you're taking the load through your glutes, all the power through that glute, so you're springing off with power into the next step. Great job. All right, we have 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Popping the ball down, getting yourself a bit of space. We've got fast feet on the spot here. And sprint, 1, 2, 3, step forward. You can either run through, turn around, and sprint back. Fast feet, go. Great job. Quick feet and sprint, or you could either jog back and reset. I do this in a room at my house, so there's not a lot of room to sprint, and it doesn't really matter. You only really need that first three step in front of you. Keep going. We're gonna push now for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 30 seconds recovery rest. So in this time, you can get a drink, you can just have a little walk around. Challenge yourself not to put your hands on your hips. And the next one is 1 foot over, 2 feet back. So think about putting your 2 feet in the middle of those cones. We're gonna go 1 foot over the cone, bring your 2 feet back. 1 foot over the cone, bring your 2 feet back. And remembering, you're putting in that chest pass. And we're starting that in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. All right, as I said at the start, the beauty of this track is you cannot step, okay? Just like a game. So you gotta make sure you get your timing right when you release the ball and when the ball comes back to you that you need to have 1 foot on the ground. Great job. All right, getting comfortable in this, you can either go side, in, or you could speed it up and you could make it a little bit like pepper. Quick feet, as quick as you can. All right, you are halfway through this track. Awesome, keep going, shoulders back, keeping your eyes up, and that ball should be flicking off your fingertips here. This footwork drill is one of the great footwork tracks of the NetFit class. We love it. I did this at the Vixens. This is one of our really strong footwork patterns that we would do into a drive on or a pass. So make sure that you get your feet working while your eyes are up. Okay, resting in 3, 2, 1. Great job. Put the ball down, find your space. You're getting into your 30 second sprints. Okay, fast feet on the spot and go. 3 step sprint. Well done. Remembering the first 3 steps of your drive is the most important. Great job. Quick feet. Go. Well done. So you don't really need me telling you when to sprint. You've got your own time in here with this speed. I just want you to make sure that you get as many as you can in within this 30 seconds. You have 5 more seconds here. Well done. This 30 second break, I'll explain our next exercise. Resting in 3, 2, and 1. Rest. Okay, great. Big deep breath. Grab yourself a quick drink if you need. And we're going into our figure eight. Out of all the exercises today, I find this the trickiest because you have to work your feet around as a ball flings off the wall really quickly at you, but it's a great one to control your footwork. So this is all about little feet. Starting in 3, 2, One, pick up that ball. Quick feet as you work around the cone in a figure of eight. Now you've got to do a chest pass against the wall and maintain that speed, but also make sure you're controlling your footwork. Okay, over to you. Let's go. Great job. You need all the focus you can on this one. It can be a little bit tricky, but stick with it. Halfway, now change direction, so try and go back the other way. Great job. Turn your hips and shoulders, keep your eyes up at all times. Great job, guys. Awesome work. Great job, last 10 seconds. Keep your eyes up, keep your feet moving quick and your fingertips flicking that ball back against the wall. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Okay, ball down, find your space, fast feet into your quick 3 takeoff steps into that sprint. Great job. Awesome, guys. 10 seconds down already. This becomes a little bit of a leg burn, or even the balls of your feet might be burning a little bit. 10 more seconds. You've got this. Come on, try and sneak in another one. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Go. Great job. 3, 2, 1 and resting. This is your 30 second rest. All right, the next exercise coming back is forward back step. Now it's like in a warm up when you line on the line and you go 2 feet over, 2 feet back of the baseline. That's what we're going to be doing. So imagine between your cone there is a line on the ground. So 2 feet forward, 2 feet back. 2 feet forward, 2 feet back, and then you're going to add that pass in there. All right, we've got 7 seconds before we get going again, guys. Keeping your shoulders back. Eyes up, standing tall. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Now, this is a really quick one. As quick as you make it, quick hands, quick feet. This is just about control now. So if your coach has told you to work on your footwork or you need to be quicker, this is a really great one because it is actually about composure. 2 feet forward, 2 feet back. 2 feet forward, you can even repeat it in your head as I'm talking this through. All right, you're at the halfway mark. Over to you guys. Keep pushing now. Keep your eyes up at all times and get your feet moving quick. Awesome job. 20 seconds left. So good. You have 10 seconds here, guys. Keep pushing this out. Quick feet. So when you started, that speed is how you should finish. 3, 2, 1. Ball down. Great work. Get your space straight into your 3-step sprint. Now this is going to be tough. Quick feet and take off. But this is really where you gain your fitness. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Take off. Great job. When I'm designing these classes, I'm always actually thinking about what you need and also what I did. How did I get quick off the mark? Because I never was quick as a junior and this footwork really, really helped me. Okay, keep pushing. 5, 4, 3, 2 and rest. Okay, you got 30 seconds here as I explain the next one. This might be a chance to get a bit of a breath. I want you to turn on your side and one hand holding the ball. I want you guys to flick the ball onto the wall and back and catch it with one hand. As one foot goes over the cone, 2 feet back in the middle. One foot goes over the back cone, 2 feet in the middle. All right, so this is working one side of your body and then we'll swap at the halfway mark. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Great job. Okay, so really the challenge here is the one-handed pass against the wall. So maybe just get that going to start and we can bring the footwork in a second. So back, forward off the wall. Ball control. Now step one foot over the cone and then come back into the middle and then the back foot goes over the cone. Back to the middle. Good. Well done, guys. Okay, now spin around, face the other way. So you should be facing on your side from the wall. And flick the ball to the wall, step front, come back to the middle, step back. Great job. As I said, you might get your breath back here. It's probably more mentally challenging than it is physically, but this is an awesome way to work on your coordination. Three, 2, 1. Okay, picking up the ball, going straight into your sprints. Okay, fast feet, go. That's it. You know the drill now. You know that your 3-step sprint, imagine doing something with intensity on repeat, how when you actually get on the court, you're going to fly. Great job. You've got 10 more seconds on your sprint. Great job. So good. Now bring it home. You've got 5 seconds to go. How many can you get in? 3, 2, 1, and done. Okay, your recovery. All right, this one is one of my faves. It's a side prelim. We often do this in partner passing. So all you need to do is stand in the middle of your cones. You're going to pass the ball quickly, duck out to the side, and then catch the ball in the middle. So it's almost a step to the side and then catch it back in the middle. Then go the other side back into the middle. So you're gonna go the alternate way each time. All right, this is a really great way, making sure it's a lateral movement. So you're ducking out to the side to lose your player and come back in. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Pass the ball at the one spot in the middle and duck back. Pass the ball, duck out, duck back. Pass the ball, duck out, duck back. Okay, I love doing this one. This is actually one of my favorites because you're turning your hips and shoulders. This is a real move that you use on the court. Keep it up. Great job, guys. This is a quarter of netball today and we are nearly there. We only have 2 other exercises to go after this to make it our full 15 minutes. Keep it up. Halfway. Out to the side, duck back. Making sure the ball is hit at the same spot each time. When it bounces back at you, it hits chest height. Great job. Ten more seconds here. You've got this, guys. Out, in, out, in. Keep repeating it to yourself. Hips and shoulders. Get those feet moving quick. 3, 2, 1. Resting. Ball goes down into your sprints. You know the drill now. Fast feet. Take off. Awesome work. This time we're doing the same, but we're going for depth. Okay, so you're passing the ball, running back and forward. So it's really just a step back and step forward, but you're at a slight angle, so you're doing it either side. Great job. So this is your sprints now, so keep pushing. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. And you've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Great job. All right, so as I said, for this last one, it is the depth sprint. So just getting the rhythm here. We're passing up against the wall, turning our shoulders, going back and coming forward. All right, big deep breath. You still have 10 seconds of recovery and then we're gonna get straight into it. We have one final exercise coming up after this. Great job. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Pass the ball, turn hips and shoulders back and forward. So you should do a quick back and forward move to catch the ball, but try not just to run backwards. So it's actually a drive back and a drive forward. And that means your hips turn and your hips turn back. Great. All right, keep driving. Go either side each time. Make sure you go one side, then you go the next. And the key to this is the pass. So you need probably a really quite pumped up ball because when you pass it, you need it to fling back at the same height. You don't need it to flop down and drop low. 30 seconds to go. Good job. Can you believe we are nearly done with this quarter? And that's why I love training this way, because it's specific to netball. It goes quick and you're using the moves that you need. Great job. Keep driving now. You've got 10 more seconds here. Drop back, drop forward, back, drop forward, back, drop forward. That's why I repeat these things in my mind. But the key is to get your eyes up and hips and shoulders turn. 3, 2, and rest. Well done. Into our sprints. This is the last sprints we've got of the day. Make the most of it. Quick feet, go. Okay, we don't have a sprint coming up after this. This is our very last one. All right, give it everything you've got. This is our last quarter. Reset in your mind. Think about what you're going to do for this very last exercise, which is jump squats coming up. Come on, quick feet, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, resting your recovery. All right, all we're doing for this very last one, you are doing a deep jump squat. So you got 2 feet over each cone, and then you're springing up and jumping to the other side. So you're 2 feet over that cone. So springing up and jump, so adding a ball in. So I've put a little bit of height on that pass going against the wall. For those that follow me on Instagram, I'm NetFitSarah. I have posted a video which shows you all of these descriptions. It shows me doing it. It shows how tricky it can be. All right, and getting started in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, this is our last minute, guys. Let's go. And this is the burn. This is why I put the jump spot at the very end, because I want you to get high, but I want you to get deep, low to the ground, and then spring up. Why I love this is we put the ball in it because we've got to get a low ball, but then we've got to have the power to get up and get a high ball, get an intercept. It just brings a spring into our game. So keep going. This is going to burn as much as you get low and you get quickly up. So we get low, nice and slow, and the power up. All right, great job. If you've coordinated the ball here, well done. That is awesome. As I said, you can actually do this whole class without a ball as well. But keep going now. So, so good. You've got 20 seconds to go for this whole class today. As I said, no sprints after this. Here we go. Great job. This is your quarter of netball today you've played. And if you want to repeat this again or do one of the other netball addict classes, you can actually end up doing one for a full game all the way. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Resting. 15 minutes. That is a siren. It is gone. You can high five your teammates. Just visualize it. You've done so well today. I really love this class. It's a part of our NetFit class. I head out to clubs and do. We usually do 3-minute track of footwork, and I've extended that out to 15 minutes. But how good is it? I bet you feel great today. I bet you feel like you've had a real workout. Well done. As I said, if you actually wanted to do week one of Netball Addict and do it now, that is a half of netball. And I always remember coming back from injuries, particularly my last ACL. One of my really great netball mentors said to me, Sarah, just run around for 15 minutes on the court. Just literally do movements that you would as a wing attack. And it made me just think about all of my training, why I'm not training specifically. And I had really great strength and conditioning trainers along the way, guide me through this style of training. So I'm glad that I get to share that with you today. Let's work smarter, not harder. Really proud of our NetFit community. We love you tagging and sharing all your sweaty selfies or just how you feel about the workouts or how you feel about other NetFitters. We love you sharing this and growing our community. So thank you guys for tuning in. And I'll see you next week.